Blog Talk Radio. anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking from United Kingdom, and we're hosting this show live with Gary Moore from the USA. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jan. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of the Healing Fountain. And here we are. And we've got a beautiful guest on with us again this evening, Jane Dawson. So, and she'll be doing angel readings and her lovely thing that she does in a while. And so here we are, and I'm grateful to be here.
And I'd just like to say that Jane will be taking the callers before we do the ceremonies today, because she's got something very important to do. So as soon as you want to phone in, do you want to give them the phone number, Gary?
I can do that, yes. For those of you requesting a mini reading with Jane Dawson and an angelic reading or have a question for Jane Dawson, feel free to call in, and that phone number is 646-929-0461, and press 1 on your keypad if you wish to speak. That lets us know that you do, or if you're calling in just to listen, you don't have to do that. So.
And if you're calling from outside the United States, you put 001 in front of that number. So it's 001 646 929-0461. So call in as early as you like, because we're going to be doing the angel readings first. But I think we'll just play a song, and I think Jane will like this one, because it's an ABBA song, and it's called I Believe in Angels. Yeah. The fabulous ABBA there with I Believe in Angels. And I think we all do. Well, I know Jane does, because she's going to be getting communications from them shortly. And you're going to bring a caller on, are you, Gary?
I can do that.
Well, we'll bring Jane on first. Yeah.
Let's bring Jane on first.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Jane, are you there?
Hi, Gary. I'm here.
Welcome
Hi, Jane.
Back to the show, darling. How you doing?
Oh, thank you. It's so lovely to be back. I've missed you guys.
Oh, we've missed you too. And where have you been? You've been on your holidays, haven't you?
I've been on my holidays. I've been bobbing about on the Mediterranean and the, I think it's the Atlantic, but don't quote me on that. it's been lovely. I've got a very short memory span these days. It's quite scary.
Good grief.
But,
anyway,
yeah,
we had a good time bobbing.
We had a lovely time, saw Malta, and went to some temples. It was 3,500 years old there.
Wow.
And that was amazing energy at that.
It was 3,500 years old?
Yes.
That's
even
like
older
almost,
than you, Gary.
That's almost like, you know, older, almost as old as I am.
Yeah. Ha ha. My immense energy. What we should all do is take ourselves off there one day and do a massive meditation. It would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
It would be brilliant.
Really beautiful.
And where was this?
It's in Malta. Please
Malta.
Don't ask me. Malta. Don't ask me to say the name of the temple, but it begins with a Q. So if anyone's interested, they can Google it. And, I mean, it's really an amazing sight. And we were there on our own. And there was the sea on one side and the hills on the other and the sun beating down. And, you know, I could just imagine the processions. There's two temples there, and I could just imagine the processions coming down.
Oh, my God.
And I actually had, I just told you, Gary, before we came on air, a meeting with King Neptune. And I haven't lost the plot at all, I promise you. But if... I was on the ship just waiting to get off at Malta, and all of a sudden, I had such a strong image of King Neptune. And King Neptune, the ruler of the sea.
Yeah,
You know, it was such a fantastically strong image. And then when I got onto Malta, I discovered that King Neptune is everywhere in Malta, you know, represented everywhere. And then we went to some caves where the water's actually blue underneath, and the spiritual energy there would blow you away.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, do you know what King Neptune told me?
What did he tell you?
No, what?
He told me that he caused the tsunamis. The tsunamis were caused by the spirit of the sea to bring awareness to the people of the earth of the damage we're doing.
Mm. Wow.
So they're not, I mean, they seem entirely negative things to me, the tsunami. But in fact, that was what he told me. So how
well, they do have a positive outcome, don't they? You know, if there can be a positive outcome from any tragedy, it's that people are awakening and questioning how they're living their lives now.
Exactly, and what we're doing to our planet, what we're putting in our seas.
Yeah.
I was also lucky enough to see some dolphins in the surf, and they're such magical creatures, wonderful creatures.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this energy is very closely linked to the angelic energy. And, you know, it's not, I mean, people think, oh, you know, why would someone like King Neptune, you know, speak to a little girl from Scotland, although I'm not that little. But then, why not?
Why not?
We've all,
yeah.
You know, we've all got to remember that we are that spirit, that fantastic spiritual energy, the same as these amazing spiritual bodies.
Of course we
that
are.
Is a very good point. That is a very, very good point. We
quite
do. Yes.
Brilliant.
We do possess that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding us about that as well. But before we bring a guest on, could we just say hello to Marika? We've got Marika.
Yes,
on.
I would like to do that before we bring the callers on. Let's go ahead and bring Marika on. And I believe that's her on the Skype. Marika, are you there? Your mic is open, but we don't hear you. I don't know if you're muted, if your microphone is plugged in or what. I don't know, but we don't hear you.
Well, we didn't do a sound check with her, did we, because she popped in later on. Anyway, never mind. We'll bring a guest on first, and we'll try and get time to bring Marika on in a few minutes.
Okay.
And,
I'll just go ahead and leave her unmuted in case she can speak and gets a hold of us.
Yeah.
Hi, Marika, if you're listening.
She's going to go telepathic instead.
She can hear, but she apparently can't speak. Her microphone is not functional.
Oh, dear.
So,
never mind.
We'll just segue right into the first caller. Are you ready for the first caller?
I'm ready, Gary.
Okay, we have a 954 caller from area code 954. We'll go ahead and bring you in. 954, you are on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Jean Sigrid.
Hi,
Nancy. How are you?
Sigrid.
Hi. Sigrid?
Sigrid, yes.
How are you doing, Darla?
Good, thank you. And you guys? Well?
Yeah, we're doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. I was calling in, finally got the courage to see if Jane could pull an angel card for me.
I already pulled one before you phoned in, and it is Goddess, and I love this card. And did you hear me talking about King Neptune and the stuff that I was talking about before you called in, Sigrid?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I very much want to give that type of energy to you, because they are showing the Goddess, they're showing Hawaiian type energy, they're also showing Japanese influence on you as well here. So I know indeed you've been very much encouraged here to use your feminine side. What the card says is express your divine feminine energy, embracing its magical intuition and nurturing qualities. And I just feel that's a perfect card for you. Can I ask you, Sigrid, do you feel you need to be out leaving something at the moment?
Out and doing something?
Leading. I feel as if I want to see you in a leading role for something.
Are you leading something? Like in a leading role?
Either as a job or a campaign or self-employment, something like that.
I do feel like I have needed to step into a leadership role for the last couple of years, but I've been hesitant, kind of sticking my heels in the ground. Hello?
You need to go for that, don't you?
See, I think so. I'll be pushed into it, probably.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, sometimes something happens to give you a little kick up the pants to get you doing something. So, you know. Have we lost you in there somewhere? Gary? Hello? The two of us left, Sigrid.
Okay. I love your voice, Jean Christie.
Oh, thank you very much. Just call me Jan.
Okay.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Sig?
I'm from in South Florida right now.
South Border?
South Florida.
Oh, South Florida. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't quite catch that. It's just Skype. The sound quality is not very good. Well, I think we lost Gary and Jane somewhere. But anyway, so what else? Have you been doing meditations and things like that?
I've been trying to do visualizations, meditations, especially, you know, listening to all of the blog talk radios with Ryza and going through Mark's initiation recently. So very tuned with these times of transition.
Yeah.
And, so feeling anxious, but an excited anxiety. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but don't feel anxious, because we're here to live life with joy. And everything that is happening on the planet now has been predestined and pre-planned. And so what we need to do is just see where there is fear, there isn't the room for love. So just get rid of the fear and just feel the love and just enjoy what we're doing now. And that's what it's all about. And just, you know, spread your light. And if you do need to take a leadership role, you know, you need to just get out there and do it, because there's not all that much time left now before.
My apologies. I just.
Internet. Sorry,
hello,
we're
back.
We're just having a little natter there, weren't we? We're just having a chat, so we were fine.
Well done.
So,
and the secret's still there. She hasn't run away scared then.
No.
Still there. Excellent.
Thank you.
Hi, Sigrid.
Hi, Nancy.
Jane.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to call.
She wasn't away that long.
Perhaps I was Nancy in a previous life, Sigrid. I'm quite interested in that. Okay.
Sorry about that, Jane.
No, listen, don't worry about it. I'm so bad with names, it's embarrassing. But really, what I want to say to you is, yeah, it's the time for you. If you feel as if there's something you should be stepping forward with, then certainly get on with that. Do you have daughters in your life?
No daughters in my life.
You don't have daughters? Because do you work with younger women then?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Because I see where they must look up to you, and you must be quite fond of a lot of these women. Oh, in fact, I always want to say girls almost.
I feel very motherly towards them. That's why I'm
exactly.
supposed to find feminine
coming. That's what I'm picking up on. And is there one of the girls or women that you work with is very musical?
Not that I know of, Jane.
No. Are you musical?
I love music. No, I don't, but I very much like music and sound.
You very much like music and sound. Okay, because I'm very much drawn to the violin for some reason with you, or like the fiddle. Do you particularly like that kind of music?
Yes, I do.
Right, that's good. Okay. Because I feel as if you could be going to like a concert or something, and you will really enjoy it with that type of music. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, also. And do you have a strong desire to travel?
Not really,
Jane. Right. Okay, well, that's fine, because I do feel that travel would be a possibility for you, and travel abroad as well.
Yes, I mean, I find myself having to travel more now because of my job, but I'm not necessarily comfortable with it. But I do find that it's something important for me to do, to get me out of my space.
Yeah. Have you done international travel?
Yes, I have recently. South America.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And I could, for some reason, I feel this Japanese influence is very, very strong with you, so I'd be interested to see where that takes you as well. Is there a particular question you'd like to ask?
No, that's basically it, Jane. I just would I just wanted a card, some confirmation, and possibly
some card. Right, okay. Well, the card is Goddess, as I said to you. Please just be aware of those qualities within yourself. And we want you in this card just to wake up basically to the possibilities and the potential of yourself. Okay, and I do sense with you, Sigrid, sometimes it feels like almost a bit of loneliness or like frustration round about you. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's why you've been encouraged to look at your feminine aspects. And I always say to people, belly dancing is a great thing to bring out your feminine side, and I would recommend that to you, and more of the arts. And that's why we're talking about concerts and everything like that as well. So go for it. And I think you'll find your social life. I'd like to see your social life improving dramatically, but you're going to have to push yourself forward with that.
Yes, okay. I mean, I think that part of the frustration is, and I try to help these younger women, and I feel that I become overwhelmed with their issues. and
right.
it's hard
okay.
for me to leave it. It's hard for me to leave it at work. You know,
okay.
and I see how it plays out on the whole world and how we all have had enough suffering and enough ignorance, and it's time to.
Yeah, I totally understand. And you know, there's a lot you can do with that. Don't take it into yourself. And the same with other people who are doing similar type of jobs. What you need to do is cut, ask the angels, Archangel Michael, to cut the cord and do something positive with what you've learned. Go and lecture or write an article. Do something positive with that frustration you feel and know that you can only do your job. Put a circle, ring fence it, ring fence yourself and ring fence the job and say, where's the positive I can take out of this? Don't be sucked dry.
That sounds
makes
good.
Sense to you, Sigrid. Yeah. 100%. And I know there's very... You're okay. And there's a big dog. I feel it's in the spirit world bouncing about beside you. Does that make sense to you as well?
It could be.
I've got a large, shaggy dog, crazy dog bouncing about. And when I get dogs like that, when I get animals through, I know it's unconditional love that they're bringing and fun. And enjoyment into your life. This dog would have either been in a beach or lived near the sand because I can feel and sense sand in its fur.
Okay,
think about it. You'll definitely
remember. I think I know who it
remember.
Is.
Okay, cool. And could I just leave you with the name Paul?
Paul.
Paul. I'll leave you with that name. You can have a think about that. If you don't know it, then think about it for into the future.
All right. Thank you so much, Jane.
All right, my dear. Look after yourself. And I have to say to you, no more tears.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Sig.
Lovely
thank you, Gary. Thank you,
darling.
Yeah, lovely energy.
She has got a lovely energy. She's very good-hearted and wants to help.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
Yes, she is, and she is also very insightful. You know, she's been around many, many different shows, and she types in the chat room a lot of beautiful insights, and it's good to hear her. It's good to hear her on the
air.
Lovely.
I'd love to speak to her.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get Marika on.
We're still trying to get Marika on. I have her unmuted, so as soon as she figures out at her end what her problem is with her microphone, she can go ahead and speak freely. I'll just go ahead and leave her unmuted until then. And in the meantime, we'll move on to another caller.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 787 area code on with us, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. 787, you are on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gary. This is Joseph calling from Puerto Rico.
Oh, Joe.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello,
Jane. How are you?
I'm so glad to be with you all today. I'm doing good, thanks.
Excellent.
I was just hoping that you could give me a little insight into anything that you could think of that might help me with my current situation here.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say to you, Joseph, is a very, very strong impression of a lady in the spirit world. And she showed me a cross straight away, so I know she's very religious. And I would feel it would be your grandmother in the spirit world. Does that make sense to you, Joseph? A very strong lady.
Yeah.
Very much has had Roman Catholic displays of the faith around the house, crosses and all this type of thing, very, very much into her faith.
Wow.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh. Do you know the name Rosa or something similar?
Yes, I
Rosa.
Do. A very good friend of mine is named Rosa.
Rosa. Is she still this side of life?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
She's still alive. She's not in the spirit world yet.
Yes.
Rose is alive.
Yes, she is.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, I know when the spirit world mentions someone like that who's still alive, it's normally because there's a lot happening in their life. And if you're a friend, I just want you to be aware of that if you're not already. Does that make sense to you, Joseph?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I do feel that Rosa would need somebody to talk to at the moment, and I do feel that there's a lot of emotion with her, a lot of emotion.
Okay.
Okay.
I speak to her quite often, yes.
You speak to her quite often. Yeah, I do feel that you are a confidant, really very much a confidant. Now, okay, so what can I... Do you have a particular question for me, or do you just want me to select a card for you?
If you can see if you think that I might be relocating anytime soon, or anything
relocate.
That having to do with that, with changing location, with
right.
the recent future.
Right. Do you know what I get when I'm just tuning into your energy here? I feel like I've got a whirlpool. And it's going round and round and round. And I don't know if this is how you feel just now, but you feel like you'd be getting sucked in. Does that make sense to you?
Can you please repeat that?
I feel when I tap into energy, it's like a whirlpool. The water's going round and round and round.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And you feel like you're sucked in.
Yes.
That's very much
it does make sense, yes. The situation right now is kind of circular, yes.
Okay, I'm just choosing some cards for you.
Great.
Right, now, here there's very much, they're talking about a car, they're showing me a car. So I don't know whether you've just bought a new car or just leased a new car. But if you haven't, I do feel that's on the cards literally for you. Now, I've picked three cards for you. Very interesting, very interesting, because they're all positive cards. And the first card talks about awareness. So I want you to know, if you don't already, that you're a very spiritual person and you are receiving a lot of information direct from the spirit world and the universe just now. This is not just your own thoughts you're having. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I have been doing a lot of meditating lately and trying to get insight.
Right, okay. Don't try too hard, Joseph, because quite often these insights will come to you when you're washing the dishes or washing this new car you're getting, okay? Don't strain to get insights. It's a natural thing. Have you been on your own? Have you been single?
Yes, I've been for a long time now.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got some good news for you. You are going to meet a lovely partner who is, the card here is 2, spiritual union. So I know very much you're going to meet a soulmate. Okay. Now,
oh, wow.
I mentioned a lady, a name to you already, and this is quite current. Okay. So remember to ask the angels to help you with this. And this is destined. This relationship is absolutely, this is your destiny, okay? So you and this person are going to work together, because the first card is 1, which is new starts, and then we're talking about couples and a soul relationship. And the next card is 10, which is destiny. That is new start with God's power behind it. So very much it's a time of new starts. So I think that answers your question. But don't focus on relocation. You're focusing on your spiritual growth and spiritual awareness, getting your relationship. Everything else will fall into place. So I think you may be focusing and stressing in the wrong areas. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, sure, definitely.
It definitely does. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I could help you with?
That's great. Thanks very much, Jen. I really appreciate it.
Are you a teacher already, Joseph?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Are you a teacher?
Are you a teacher already?
Not at the moment, no.
Right.
I'm kind of halfway through my studies.
Okay, what, to become a teacher?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
To become a teacher?
I was studying engineering. I'm working on a degree in mechanical engineering.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. I wouldn't rule out teaching for you in the future, though, so that will be interesting. Have we spoken before, Joseph?
I don't think so. I've heard you several times before on the Healing Fountain. I always appreciate being able to listen, but I haven't called in before.
Well, it's absolutely lovely to speak to you. And can I tell you that you're a fantastically sweet and lovely guy? And don't
thank
forget
you so much.
It. I mean that from, and the angels are telling me that as well, okay? Archangel Gabriel, very much coming forward here. So you can have a wee look and see what that energy is all about. But keep going. Don't stress about things. Just ask the universe to help you with things, and it's all going to come your way. Just give it a little push.
Great.
You will be a married man. That's what I've got to tell you.
Oh, you got that going for you, Joseph.
That sounds good to me, yes.
That'll happen to you.
Lovely speaking to you. And someone, is it yourself that sings hymns? Are you a singer? Do you sing hymns at the church?
No, I have never done that.
Right. Well, there's someone here in the spirit world, then, man, that used to do this a lot, coming forward.
Do you sing at all?
No, I never have, actually. I'm
not
a musician.
Even like in
a
I play
a bass guitar, but no, I don't sing.
Ah, okay.
Can you sing, Joseph? I think you can sing.
Well, maybe I can try. Maybe I'll think about that.
Give it a try. If you shatter any glasses, then don't try it again, okay?
They're always asking me if I can sing solo.
All right.
Solo, everybody can hear me.
I'll give it a try. I have written songs, but I haven't sang to them, so... Maybe
yes,
I'll try and sing some of my songs, yes.
Yeah, you've got a lovely tone to you.
He's lovely. Stop hiding your light under a bushel. Get yourself out there.
Okay.
I know that was probably too fast and Scottish.
Shine your light, brother. Keep shining.
Shine your light, brother. Get out there and put it about. And I mean that in a nice way.
And we'll see you on YouTube, Joe.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll see you on YouTube. Take care. Angel blessings, Joseph.
Thanks again.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Do we have another caller?
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
We should get Joseph and Sigrid together.
That possibility does exist, doesn't it?
That possibility, yeah, there you go.
Well, it depends if you're at different
your
sides
first,
of the globe.
Yeah, this could be a whole different kind of a show, but anyway.
Yeah, I just told you that she was going to be doing international traveling there, so there you go. Perfect.
It's possible. Yeah, anything's possible. To tropical Puerto Rico, no less. That'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have another caller. How you doing, Jane?
I'm doing good, thanks, you guys.
Need a drink or anything?
I just had a little drink of tea while you were talking.
How about a little scotch with me for a chaser?
Yes.
No, never mind.
Well, we'll just take one more caller, then we'll do the ceremonies and play the video and things. And then you can
switch
off, Jane, if that's okay.
I don't want to disappoint. Do we have a lot of callers this evening or not?
We have one caller left, and we'll just press on with the ceremony. So we have a 562 area code with us. We'll go ahead and bring them on. 562, you are on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Steve in California.
Hi,
Steve in California.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. San Diego.
San Diego. Sounds lovely. I bet you've got some gorgeous weather there just now.
It's wonderful.
Oh, lucky you. I think I'll come over and visit, Steve. How can I help you this evening?
Just whatever comes up, General.
Just whatever comes up, okay. Are you feeling a bit stressed out, you know?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I get from you. I feel that you feel that you're quite overwhelmed with problems at the moment. and things are more going to the negative rather than the positive. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Good. Because the card I picked for you while I was talking to you about that is called God Box. Now, this is a card where God and angels want you to give all your problems to them. And this is a fantastic because, you know, it takes us out of it. And the God and the angels and all those beautiful beings in the spirit world are able to see our, what we call our problems much more objectively. And if you're attentive and pay attention to the insights, then they can help you. But I know here that the angels are telling you have a lovely female angel with you. She's very gentle. And she says that you're not paying attention and you are not getting the help that you need.
Right, right.
Have you asked the angels for help or anyone that you believe in or the universe or God or Jesus? Have you asked any of these beings for help?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. Okay. Have you asked them for a sign?
No, I haven't.
Could you please do that?
No. Okay.
Would you ask them for a sign just to let you know that you're being helped? Okay.
Okay.
And are you in an apartment? Are you in an apartment, Steve?
Yes.
Do you live in an apartment? Okay. Are you quite isolated? Are you not going out much this weather? You're keeping yourself indoors a lot? Yeah.
That's right.
So we need to encourage you to get out because I'm worried about how much you are worrying about things. I've got to tell you now, the angels are telling me to tell you to stop worrying, okay? And I know for a fact that this worrying has got to an excessive degree. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to be strict with you here. I want you to stop worrying and I'll read what this card says. Write any worries, concerns or desires on a piece of paper that you put into a special container called a God box as a way of letting go and allowing the divine to help you, okay? And that's what I've said to you. Write down your worries and say, God, angels, take these from mum, gran, whoever you've got in the spirit world, take these away. And Steve, would I be correct to say you're a smoker?
No.
You're not a smoker? Okay.
No.
Of anything? That's all I'm going to ask, of anything? Do you smoke anything at all? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that's fine then. Because I'm very, very aware of someone then who's in the spirit world who is almost a chain smoker, smoked constantly. And I do feel this is a man. And I do feel it was in a very similar position to you. Do you have a brother in the spirit world?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, this would be someone, this would definitely be a younger man, very, very anxious man, and he passed from a heart condition, a heart attack probably. And he's just coming around to say, stop worrying. Okay, it's very important. Do you understand who this man is?
I think his name is Mike. I think I worked with him.
Yeah, I think he likes to drink scotch.
Yes, that's him probably.
That's him. Okay. So I think what he's trying to say to me here is, or trying to say to you, is that worrying didn't get him anywhere. In fact, he feels it actually hastened his demise. So please stop. You need to get yourself outside. You need to speak to someone, if you haven't already, that can really help you out. And you need to give these worries over to the angels. Just say, I'm not worried about this anymore. I'm asking for help. Have you had a relationship breakup as well recently?
Not recently.
Right, because with my heart, my hands, I just drew a big heart. I wasn't even aware that I was doing it. If it's not been recent, then I know that it still hurts. So I think you need to address any.
I've been working on healing that.
Good lad. And you see how your energy has changed just during this phone call? I can sense the difference in your energy. Okay?
Oh, that's good.
Also, water. Water is very good for you. So if you don't already swim, could you swim? Because I just feel that it would be so helpful for you.
Okay.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
I hope that helped you.
Thanks.
I just know that you're never alone. Never alone. Angel blessings, Steve.
Yes, Steve. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Jane. You've been absolutely wonderful. But we'll let you rush off because we know that you have to go somewhere. And thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, Jane. Thank you so much for being on again, darling. It was good to hear your voice.
It's lovely to speak to you all and all the guys there. And I hope to catch up with you again very soon.
Well, so too. And can share more about your trip to Malta.
Yeah, Malta. We've been to lots of other interesting places as well. I'll bore you for hours, Gary. Don't you worry.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Have a lovely
evening. Thank you, Jane.
Guys. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Same to you. Bye. Thank you for coming on. And
bye.
Bye-bye. Gary, we have more angel messages because the YouTube that we're going to play in just a moment, we're going to get everybody to put their hearts up and get straight into playing it because we'll just get on with the ceremony straight after this.
All right, so go ahead and click the link and pull up the player. Pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. That lets us know that you're ready, and Jan, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down.
I will.
As soon as we...
So tell me when you're ready.
As soon as we see the heart.
Okay. So, it's messages from the angels. Okay, so tell me when you're ready. Gary, I'm over on the switchboard. So
we're waiting for the hearts to come up in the chat room, and there's my heart. And here they come. So you may start. At will.
Okay. Well, I don't know who he is, but go on then. Right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Synchronized.
Thank you.
Right now, it's time for our candle ceremony. And we do this live every time because we like to be in the now moment. And we light our candles to signify that we've lit our candle, which we're taking out into the world, to light other people's candles. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. And our goals are as usual, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world. And we also light our incense. I've lit some for Meg Sandon today. I believe it helps positivity to light incense. And it also purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now. And first of all, we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. So, Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also the Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out all around the world, to the nature plane and to all mankind. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels to help us in sending out the healing. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant brook floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Thank you, Marika. Now I'd like to invite you to join me in a very special journey to meet your guardian angel. Just allow yourself to relax and let go of any tension that may be present in your body. Bring your attention to your breathing. Notice the steady, even rhythm. Just know that as you breathe in unconditional love, And as you breathe out, you're letting go of all of your stress and worries, any problems or difficult situations you have to deal with. Keep focusing on your breathing, because it's in your breath that you connect with your Creator. He was there when you took your first breath. Now as you breathe in, you notice that momentary pause between the in-breath and the out-breath, and the pause between the out-breath and the in-breath. Just let your attention shift to the pause and just sit in that stillness. You feel totally relaxed and at peace. Now see yourself walking calmly through a field. You're enjoying the gentle breeze and the bright warm sunshine. Notice a wooded area up ahead and decide to spend some time among the trees. As you enter the wood, you sense the presence of the angels of nature, the tree devas and the fairies welcoming you into their domain. You feel a deep joy and contentment. You stroll through the woods, enjoying the colours and scents of the flowers, the sounds of the birds singing, and the rustling of the leaves. You come to a clearing and notice that in the middle of it, there's a beautiful building with a big oak door. And as you come to the edge of the clearing and glance down, you notice some steps cut into the side of the slope. You walk slowly down the steps. One, two, three, four, five, and along the path to the door. As you arrive at the door, it opens, and you walk through it into a hallway with a beautiful spiral staircase, which appears to be made entirely of exquisite rainbow light. You gaze at it in wonder, and you begin to sense a presence like fine mist floating down the stairs towards you. As you watch it approach, you have a deep sense of calm and peace. The mist dissolves, and from it appears the most radiantly beautiful being you've ever seen. Look into their eyes and feel the unconditional love radiating from them. You know to the deepest level of your being that you are totally loved and accepted exactly as you are. Just feel that love, the unconditional love filling every cell of your body. Revitalizing you, purifying you, making you feel whole and well. The angel takes you by the hand and leads you through a door into a large comfy room. And there are two large armchairs, and you both sit down. Once again, you look into their eyes, and still feeling the love that surrounds you, you may respectfully ask your companion's name. Now you may ask if your companion has any message for you that will help you on your path. it's time to leave now. So take a moment to express your thanks to your companion. And say goodbye. Again, you are taken by the hand and escorted to the door. If you wish, you may ask your angel for a hug. Thank them once again and say goodbye. As you walk back through the door, it closes behind you. And you walk back along the path and up the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And back into the woods. As you are strolling back through the woods towards the field, you notice a small stone circle about a meter in diameter on the ground in front of you. If you wish, you may step into the circle and sit down. Close your eyes. Take a few moments to enjoy the stillness. You sense that someone has joined you. Gently open your eyes and see who it is. Ask for a name. Is it a fairy? An elemental? A tree spirit? Or someone else? Again, ask for any message they have to give you. Ask if there's anything you can do for them. Thank them. And say goodbye. You step out of the circle and continue on your way out of the wood. As you re-enter the field, you realize you are feeling very energized and refreshed. And as you stroll back through the field, you are more and more awake. And when you are ready, knowing you will bring the feeling of peace and acceptance with you, come back into the room and shake your hands and wiggle your toes and just relax in the energies. And right now it's time to close our chakras. And to do that, we go to the top of the head, pretending we have doors. Closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Into the throat chakra, closing that one. Into the heart chakra, closing that door. And to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one. And leaving it just open enough to keep you securely grounded and connected to Mother Earth. While we are spiritual beings in a physical body, we need to keep well and truly grounded. And then we take the light back up to the top of the head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid, where you'll be safe and secure until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you very much. And we're going to bring Gary back on. Are you there, Gary?
I am. That was a beautiful meditation. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well done. Thank you.
Cheers. Well, next week we have Pamela from OV. And
from OV?
Oh, OV. OV.
OV.
Yeah.
What is OV?
Oh, I knew yesterday and I've forgotten today.
it's one voice, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I just took a guess. I belong to that site too.
I couldn't just think of the name of it. I just call it OV. It's like an egg. Do you know what I mean? It's like the egg, isn't it? OV.
Well, that's exciting to have Pamela on from One Voice then. I know of her. And that's exciting.
Yeah, brilliant. So, yeah, she's coming next week, and we want to thank the Angelic Realm for being here with us tonight, today, and we're going to ask them to be in archives for people listening in. I mean, even if you're in archives, you're still in the now moment as far as the Angelic Realm goes, because time is different over there. But I do like to do everything as live as possible, and, so I think that's really good. And, yeah, so what are you going to be up to during the week? There's going to be an initiation, is there, for...
Yes, we have an initiation tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be, 7 o'clock p.m. GMT. And that would be with Cairo, our dear brother, Cairo, Mark, a.k.a.
Yes, it's Mark's initiation.
MSL78, yeah. Not a.k.a. 78. MSL78, Mark Cairo, we are going to cook him good. We have a ceremony. Keter Magic will be passing the torch on to Mark. And I spoke with Keter back on Saturday, and she said she has upgraded the torch with a bit of Anunnaki medicine on it. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it has been upgraded. Yeah, before she hands it over to Mark. So we're looking forward to this, and it's good, wonderful. Thank you so much for Risa and Ashton and Doa and Violet and everyone else for extending honoring me. I'm honored to my shoes to be able to be a part of this again.
Ooh.
And it's going to be good. It's good to get these initiations going again.
Yeah.
They're wonderful energy.
Is that going to be broadcast? Is that going to be a radio program?
Yes, it will. Yeah, it'll be on Blog Talk Radio on Risa's channel.
And what time
BTR,
will that be, please?
Right. And just favorite that, btr.com or blogtalkradio.com/Risa, R-Y-S-A. And that'll be, again, at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So 12 noon, I guess, Mountain Time. And
oh, it'll be 5 o'clock 7 p.m. here then. PMP. Is it 7 o'clock
oh,
here?
Seven
here, yeah. I'll have to tune in for that. And so we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with a song we're going to dedicate especially for Mark because he has been in the chat room all evening. So we're going to play this Adam Lambert one. So thank you very much for being with us, Gary, and thank you to Jane and all the people out there listening in who are helping to co-create the wonderful energies. So here's a song especially for you, Mark. It is called Cairo on the Gold Ring, and it's Adam Lambert, Time for Miracles.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll see you
Bye.
Tomorrow. I love you all.
Yeah, love you. Bye, everybody.
Cause I